from KQED.
We begin today with a special investigation from the California Report's health team. Officials with Medicare, the federal health program for elderly and disabled Americans, recently released reams of billing data. The goal, to enlist the public in spotting doctors who might be manipulating the system to collect more money. The California Report partnered with the independent newsroom ProPublica, conducting an exclusive review of the state's physicians. What we found are hundreds of California doctors charging far more than is typical for routine office visits. Our health reporter, April Demboski, has more.
Most doctors go into medicine to help people. They'd rather be in a clinic caring for patients than in a back office writing bills.
They hate it. They hate it.
Patrice Morin-Spatz is a medical billing expert. She says in order to get paid, doctors have to get familiar with an intimidating book listing thousands of billing codes.
It ends on page 940.
Let's take the example of office visits. Under Medicare, they get billed on a scale of 1 to 5. 1 is a simple, short visit and is the least expensive. 5 is the most complex and most expensive. Michael Leidy directs public policy at the California Nurses Association. He says some billing departments fudge it. A doctor does an exam worthy of a level 4 visit, but bills for a level 5. That's called upcoding.
There's no question that the medical group has every incentive to upcode. No question.
The typical elderly patient in California receives about 1 or 2 of these highly complex visits a year. But hundreds of doctors in the state are billing Medicare for much more than that. One of them is Gary Ordog, an emergency medicine doctor who sees patients in his office in suburban Los Angeles. On average, the data show that each of his patients received 30 of these highly complex visits.
That sounds funny to me.
Coding expert Morin Spatz says that kind of billing pattern is very unusual.
Huge red flags really high up in the sky, waving their arms ferociously.
She says most doctors are trying to do the right thing, and sometimes there's a reasonable explanation for repeat complex visits. But she couldn't think of any in this case.
I think that they are trying to code based on how much money they want, as opposed to coding with a goal to satisfy the requirements of each particular level of service.
Several years ago, California's medical board tried to revoke Ordog's medical license for incompetence, making false statements, and inadequate record keeping. He is currently practicing on probation and did not respond to multiple requests for comment. In fact, only one of the doctors we contacted got back to us. Jeffrey Mace is a cardiologist in Santa Cruz County. He ranks number 3 in the country for the number of highly complex visits he billed. For that, Medicare paid him $380,000 in 2012. In an email, Mace said his patients are sicker than most, and he's a more dedicated doctor than most. He never takes vacation or lunch breaks. He said, quote, "By being available and devoting a great deal of resources to the patients, I hope that this comprehensive care translates to improved quality of life for my patients." Medical billing consultant Lamar Blunt says some upcoding is an honest mistake, and some isn't.
Sometimes it's greed. Sometimes it's habit.
Sometimes it's technical. He says some mistakes are the result of poorly designed algorithms in a doctor's electronic medical record system. Whether mistakes or outright fraud, the costs of overbilling ultimately come back to the taxpayers. For the California Report, I'm April Demboski.
That story was co-reported by Lisa Alafaris and Lisa Pickoff-White. You can look up billing data for your Medicare doctor by going to californiareport.org.